531. Tomorrow afternoon, Saturday the 24th of July, Navigation Home Stadium in Pukekohe at 5 p.m. The Ikaletahi will be taking on the Cook Islands in a blockbuster Rugby World Cup qualifier match. The final, final opportunity for one of these proud nations to play at next year's Rugby World Cup. I'm joined now by Cook Islands men's rugby head coach Nathan Robinson in the lead up to tomorrow's big clash. Kia ora, and thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Nathan.
Kia ora tātou. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Nathan, how are the boys doing?
Yeah, the boys are doing really well. Had a good week in training and they're moving in the right direction.
How has the final training sessions been?
Been pretty good. We had a couple of sessions yesterday and the captain's run today, but as a group, we're ticking the boxes and we're pretty confident in the coaching staff that we've prepared our warriors for battle.
Any injury concerns leading into tomorrow's big clash with Ikaletahi?
No, we're fine. We're full health, so that's an advantage too.
Very good. Now, in terms of the mental preparation, I think the last hit out for yourselves was against the New Zealand under-20s and a bit of a demolition. Some of the lessons that you took away from that last match to help in terms of preparation for tomorrow's match with Ikaletahi, Nathan?
Yeah, we didn't take too much from a coaching staff reading into that game or out of that game, to be fair. We had 11 different players that we brought, had 11 changes for the test match from the under-20s. The under-20s was just trying to get the boys, for us as a coaching staff, to see what certain individuals can do, what they can't do, and then give us a bit of a gauge of where we are with our game plan and that. So even though the result didn't obviously go our way, we took a lot out of it as a coaching staff.
For tomorrow, what are some of the areas that you're looking to get the advantage or dominate Ikaletahi?
I just think personally myself, just set pieces. Like I said, we've been together now a week and all the boys are up to speed. I think the weather is somewhat in our advantage. And just the unity we've had this week on and off the field, where Ikaletahi have had a fair bit of disruption the last week. With players leaving camp and having the injuries of their own. So, to be fair, they've got their own things to worry about. And obviously, we're not the favourites. And there's no expectations on us, but from my own people and from within.
But still, of course, there's going to be a lot of pride in representing their home nations, of course, Nathan.
Yeah, of course. And we've spoken about that. Like, we've brought in Lima Sobonga, Ash Parker, who's professional in Japan, and they've helped get our boys' mental prep this week. And we all know, when you put the jersey on and get on the field, yes, we've got the game plan, but we've already spoken about where we're going to do things and what we're going to do. But bottom line is that tomorrow's game will be won on effort, trust, belief, but most of all, probably heart, and digging it in for their 480.
Where are the squad? Tell us a little bit more about other members of the squad and where you've brought them from to come together for the matches.
Yeah, it was a pretty hard task, to be fair. We had 5 or 6 weeks' notice for this game, and obviously, like Ikaletahi found out, non-professional players, you've got family, you've got your children, you've got your work to get away from, but. And like them, the pandemic hasn't helped us. We've got 3 boys in the Northern Hemisphere we couldn't get out. We've got a couple in Australia we couldn't get out. We've got Leon Elia Niagore, who's come out of Brisbane, Franco Smith out of Ireland, and Mitiaro. And we've got about 4 or 5 other boys out of Raro, and then about 15 boys scattered around New Zealand. But it's, like I said, we've had good prep leading up to this, and definitely the best campaign we've had in terms of preparation. And from a coach's point of view, as of now, there's not too much more we can do as coaches. It's, like I said, it's up to the boys and taking the field tomorrow.
Nice. Hey, we've got a pretty good representation across all the islands of the Cook Islands, or is everyone just from Rara and Aitutaki or something? No? Yeah.
No, we stand up and we learn about ourselves. We've had Tauriki come in down to Nelson and teach the boys a bit about themselves and introductions, and we've got some boys from Rara and that with family connections and learning about where they're from and their heritage and that, and it's quite good. The boys that aren't predominantly brought up the Cook Island way know a lot about themselves now and where their family are from, and which is really good, obviously, giving back. So that's been really helpful.
Yeah. Just a little bit more on that, the importance of having that, that cultural learning, especially for those not too familiar with their Cook Islands heritage and that, and what it means, or how much weight that adds to, you know, putting on the green and yellow jersey tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, it's been immense. Obviously, I've touched on Lee Masupiunga's involvement. He come in Sunday night into camp. And the boys, every night, we've got the ukulele out, the drums out, and he spent like 3 hours sitting with the boys, singing with the boys. He'd never met them, and he said, you know, this is something he's never been around before. He didn't even know any of the boys' names prior to coming here, but now they're all, you know, all like brothers. And it's even the whole Supiunga family, you know, they know how to stand up now and speak Rarotongan and introduce themselves and their family. Even learning a national anthem for them, the pia, it's all new to them, and it's new to some of the other boys too. But they've taken it on board, and it definitely adds a bit of unity and gives them the inner strength now to actually know who they are and what they're actually about.
What does it mean to you to be able to, you know, be the head coach of this team that represents the beautiful Cook Islands, Nathan?
To be fair, I've been asked that question a lot this week. I can't really put it into words how I feel and what it means to me. Like, it's always been a dream and a goal of my own once I finish playing, but to actually be in the saddle now, it's just, I just can't explain how privileged and lucky I am and proud. You know, my family's proud, and for myself to be in this situation. So it's good.
Just finally, you know, in terms of our Tier 2 nations being able to get more regular competition, just to sort of close that, you know, that divide with the likes of New Zealand and Australia, South Africa, what needs to happen?
Yeah, to be honest, we've got a new president at Cook Island Rugby through Ashley Wehongi Willis there, and we've had good communications prior to this, and we're going to have a good debrief at the end of this. And that's one of the topics we've got to keep going forward. The caliber of players we've unfolded for this campaign, with a couple of boys from NPC teams and that type of stuff, and a super environment. So we need to keep building off that. We've probably had 6 to 10 boys knock me back to put their hand up for this challenge. But, you know, like you said, like we're on Sky TV, we're getting more exposure. So we do have a template game plan after this in terms of the next 2 years, and we need to be getting these regular games, if it's New Zealand Māori or Hong Kong or, you know, something like that to get us in that mindset, getting boys to want to put their hand up for the Cook Islands instead of saying no in the future. And that's the key. We get the buy-ins, we get these higher calibre games, and we start knocking on doors and winning those games, then people will come aboard and play. Also, obviously, having Moana Pacifica come under their umbrella is huge, not only for us, but other Tier 2 and Pacific Island countries too. So there's something to be discussed after this weekend.
And I mean, if anything, you know, using the example of MMT and, you know, just the support and the, you know, what they caused in terms of, you know, International Rugby League, hopefully, you know, in the future we'll be seeing that sort of thing where, you know, players will maybe ahead even of the ABs, and that will look to their home nations as opposed to, you know, just going that route of ABs or wherever. Now, message to our Cook Island community, finally, please, Nathan, to come along and to support the team at Navigation Home Stadium tomorrow for the 5:30 PM kickoff against Ikaletahi.
Yeah, just you know, the boys need you. We need all the support we can have. We're getting a lot of messages and phone calls and that, but to have, you know, have a crowd down there with the flags, you know, will mean the world to the boys. We just had jersey presentations, and it was quite an emotional scene. Well, there's something else on tonight with it. It will bring a few tears to the boys' eyes. But, you know, coming down to the game tomorrow and supporting our country would be huge. Now, we're not on our own. We understand what it means to represent our country on and off the field. But if we can gather the support and the momentum at the stadium, you know, it definitely can be the difference for us bringing the home that win tomorrow night.
Cook Islands men's rugby head coach Nathan Robinson. Meitaki ma'ata, we really appreciate you taking time out of your very busy schedule, Nathan, and all the very best to you and the boys for the big one tomorrow. Meitaki ma'ata. Thank you.
Meitaki.